And resume. Don't.
Broadcasting.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Finance and Revenue to order, and we will start out by calling the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Present by video.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist present on audio.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay, we have four work sessions today, committee, with four bills that do not have amendments. And so I will start by opening a work session on House Bill 2028. Senator Boquist. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead and describe the bill. I'm sorry. I got out of line here, got over eager. We'll have a description of the bill first.
All right. Chair Burdick, members of the committee, this is Caitlin Harger with the Legislative Revenue Office. This bill eases the process for cities to elect to receive state shared revenues by removing the requirement that they enact an ordinance saying that they want to do so. There's no revenue impact and fiscal impact.
Okay. Senator Boquist.
Yes, ma'am. I move House Bill 2028A to the floor as due back.
Senator Boquist has moved House Bill 2028A to the Senate floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay. Will you please call the roll?
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist, aye.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And I will ask, even though Senator Boquist requested this bill, I'm going to ask Senator Finley to carry it because he expressed great gratitude for this bill when it was up for a public hearing. And so, Senator Boquist, if you want to give the shortest comment on the floor on this bill, go for it. Okay, we will close the work session on House Bill 2028 and open a work session on House Bill 2131.
Chair Burdick and members of the committee, House Bill 2131 changes statutes related to the collection abilities of the Department of Revenue in the following areas: heavy equipment rental taxes, state lodging taxes, emergency communication system taxes, and petroleum load fees. It adds to statute a list of parties that DOR may hold accountable for the tax debt, including owners, officers, employees, or members. It applies to amounts due as of January 1, 2022, and takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment signing die. There is no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you. Senator Boquist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2131 to the floor with a due pass, and I'll speak to my motion.
Senator Boquist moves House Bill 2131 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Senator Boquist.
Thank you, ma'am. Senator, I don't have a problem with the bill in theory looking at it, and I'm going to support it in committee, but it dawned on me and several others. I'm going to check between now and the floor in regards to the corporate veil, and I couldn't find the other statutes the DOR was talking about. So I may, in fact, be a no vote on the floor, but I'll support it in committee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that heads up. I was going to have you carry the bill, but we will change that plan given your comments. And
well,
please,
well, ma'am, I could do that. I could do it in one word, no.
That's what I was afraid of, Senator Boquist.
But Madam please Chair, just for the record, vote no is less than vote yes. That's one character less.
Okay, well, all seriousness aside, let me know what your research shows, because it would be good to know before this gets to the floor. Okay, let's call the roll.
Senator Finley.
Senator Finley will vote a courtesy yes, pending additional information forthcoming for our floor vote.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Yep.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. And I will ask Senator Riley to carry this one. Okay, we will close the work session on House Bill 2131 and open a work session on House Bill 2521.
Yes, Chair Burdick, members of the committee, Mazen Malik with Legislative Revenue. House Bill 2521, you heard on May 4th, and this has to deal with the transient lodging tax collector providing receipts that delineates the and clearly sets the amount of lodging taxes charged for the transient lodging occupancies. This one that also came from the House Revenue Foyer. And it has no revenue or fiscal impact.
Okay, Senator Boqvist.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2521 to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boqvist moves House Bill 2521 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, seeing no discussion, please call the roll, Doug.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist, yes.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye. Senator Boqvist, I would like to ask you to carry this.
Receipts. Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Okay, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2521 and open a work session on House Bill 2264A.
Yes.
Mazen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This House Bill 2264A, also came to you, and you heard it on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And the discussion to refresh your memory had to deal with five issues. Four are most technical, about allowing the OLCC to do authorization and deals with the Indian tribes, as well as to allow for nonprofits to have 45 days of license, and to accept the Canadian IDs as accepted ID for verification of age for all CC establishments or establishments that sell alcohol. And it also had the issue about changing and modifying the definitions of malt beverage to align with the federal definitions in allowing the types of substitutes for malt to be considered as beer and taxed in the same way. And finally, it changes the thresholds of alcohol by volume, or ABV, for the dessert wine from the 14% to the 16%. And there is a fiscal impact that is issued, and also revenue impact that are issued on both. I would term as indeterminate, in such that they it was not immediately clear to both offices of how we account for all these.
Okay, Senator Boqvist.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 2264A to the floor with a due pass.
Senator Boqvist has moved House Bill 2264A to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion?
Madam Chair, Senator Boqvist.
Senator Boqvist, did you want to speak?
Yes, ma'am. I would just put a comment onto the record. Both the fiscal and revenue are undetermined because the agency itself hasn't determined how it's going to do this. And I would only encourage the committee that we're going to need to come back and look at this particular issue once they figure it out, because it may in fact have no impact whatsoever, and it could in fact have a large impact, or it could be a third piece where lots of people get mad at us senators and we need to go back and look at it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Senator Finley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have to believe that the revenue impact will be significant, and it should be easily to obtain. If we have X number of sales and we're going to discount it by 10%, I think that number is pretty easily obtainable. I believe there is a revenue impact and loss of revenue to the state, and I think we should flesh that out before we move it forward.
Well, it was my understanding that the revenue impact would be for loss of revenue that would occur if the OLCC were to move ahead with rulemaking. And Mazin, correct me if I'm wrong, that the status quo would not result in a revenue impact, but if the OLCC were to redefine some of these products, that there may be a loss of revenue, but they haven't done that yet. So Mazin, am I close to the truth on this?
Yeah, Madam Chair, yes, the OLCC is studying the issue because of the extent of what the definition is. So the definition of malt beverage basically includes certain defined products and where you derive the alcohol from and so on. It obviously came to their attention that these new products do not meet that definition. So they started looking into it, and at least they determined one of them doesn't. However, if they continue that research and look into that, there might be, theoretically here, back taxes on these products that would have otherwise be due. Now, by doing this definition, what you're basically saying is, for the ease of administration and for the ease of consideration of what these products is, we will go and take what the federal government have defined these products to be, which are to be considered in the same way that beer or malt beverage is, and therefore basically stop this need or go about the negating the need to actually research it some more. But
yeah, and it's my understanding that this bill would make Oregon consistent with the national definition and the definition that other states use. So the industry felt very strongly about this because wanting to have consistent definitions across different states. Is that correct, Mazin?
Yeah, yes, Madam Chair, that is true. I think what we've heard, and I think the OLCC confirmed that Oregon is the only state that does not have that definition adopted. And, you know, it basically puts everybody on the same national definition. Not that Oregon hasn't been different on different things before, but yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. Does that clear things up a little bit for you, Senator Finley?
Well, excuse me, it does, Madam Chair, and I fully support that compliance with other states and adoption of it. I believe that it will have a revenue impact is all. So, you know, I think at some point it'd be nice to know what that is. I absolutely agree that we should comply and have a similar definition, because it's nonsensical to think that our definition is different than 49 other states. But I got to believe that if we do it and we say fine, but we know that OLCC's revenue will go down by X amount. So that's my only thought. So I really think we should be in lockstep with others. So.
Okay, thank you. Other discussion? I see no other discussion, so Doug, please take the roll.
Senator Finley.
Finley votes yes.
Senator Riley.
Aye.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boquist.
Boquist, aye.
And Madam Chair Burdick.
Burdick votes aye, and I will carry this bill and possibly offer to pass it over to Senator Beyer, who's taken an interest in this. And it will not be a one-word carry. Sorry about that, gang. Okay, we'll close that work session. And Chris, do we have any other business that we have to accomplish?
No, Madam Chair, that was your agenda for the day.
Okay, well, let's see. Today's only Tuesday, so we will not be having a meeting tomorrow. Is that correct, Chris?
Correct.
And yes, that's our study time for Senator Boquist and me. So we will reconvene on Thursday. We're going to have a hearing on the a mortgage deduction issue. And it's a Senator Jama request, and there'll be quite a few people showing up, I'm sure, on both sides on that issue. So be prepared. Okay. All right. Thanks, committee, and we will see you all on Thursday, and we are adjourned.